This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
بسم الله الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى أهله وصحبه أجمعين السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. This is Tariq Appleby from Managed QA. Today we want to talk about having fun in the month of Ramadan as a couple. The month of Ramadan is this amazing opportunity for couples to do things together and to spend quality time together and to have fun doing that. And to have suhoor together. And this suhoor could, you know, we could use our imaginations and we could go to the beach, we could go out, you know, and have suhoor outside, you know, if the weather permits, of course. And we could just spend that time together and make, you know, iftar and suhoor something that's exciting, something that's fun. We could take our iftar and we could go to the beach and have it there and perform our salatul maghrib, you know, on the beach. And then inshallah ta'ala, you know, leave and go back home and then go for taraweeh. The month of Ramadan is an opportunity where before, you know, iftar, we could take a walk together as a couple. We take our children with us. We could have some fun before that. And it's important that couples understand, not only in the month of Ramadan, but also outside of the Ramadan, that there are so many opportunities for us to have fun together and for us to spend quality time with one another that should not be relegated only to dinners and to meals, or should not only be, you know, specified for certain occasions and certain days. But that couples should use their imaginations, should find innovative ways to be able to find time to spend together. And so this is extremely important. And the month of Ramadan, there are all of these things like suhoor and iftar. Everyone, you know, is concerned about it. Everybody wants to have suhoor. No one wants to miss iftar, of course. So it's extremely important that couples make use of this time. It obviously cannot be spent, you know, and it is not going to be of great benefit if the wives spend most of their time in the kitchen preparing all sorts of elaborate dishes and the husbands are at work, you know, and they basically never see each other. This is a recipe for disaster, whether we are talking about Ramadan or outside of Ramadan, where couples live past one another and really spend time together. And the only time they really spend together is when they have to. No, as a couple, you need to make sure that you are being proactive about, you know, having quality time, coming together, being affectionate with one another. And so in the month of Ramadan, we have this opportunity. And these are just a few suggestions. And I leave it to you, you know, to add to this, always making sure, of course, that it is in the bounds and the limits of the Sharia, making sure, because you want to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through this. You loving your spouse is not only for yourself, but it is for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And you wanting to spend quality time with them and improve your relationship should also be with that intention, that I want to please Allah, I want Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bless this marriage, to make it successful, and for me to feel content and happy every time I come home, every time I see my wife, every time my wife sees me, that we should always be happy, should always be content. And that is something that you have to work towards, my dear brothers and sisters. It is not something that's going to come about, you know, just because you got married, you know, then alhamdulillah, magically, you know, it's just going to transform your personality and your wife's personality or your husband's personality. But rather, you actively have to work towards it. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was the best example, you know, of this, where he would spend time with his wives, he would listen to them, he would have suhoor with them, he would have iftar with them. I mean, the wives of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they spent so much time with him that they were able to give us intimate details of his life. They were paying attention. They would tell us about what he did and what he would say and what, you know, what he didn't do and what he did do. And so we find that as husbands and wives, we'll only be able to do this if we are not only spending time together, but having fun when we are doing so. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to race with his wife, Aisha radiallahu anha. You know, the first time he beat her, or rather she beat him, and the second time he beat her. And this is the Prophet of Allah. And if the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam can have races with his wife, then you and I, definitely we could do fun things together as husband and wives. And the month of Ramadan should not stop us from doing this. I've given you those three things that you can do: having suhoor and iftar and taking a walk before iftar, insha'Allah ta'ala. These are just my examples. I leave it to you, insha'Allah ta'ala, as a couple, to figure out exactly what you can do in the month of Ramadan to have fun together. And so that inshaAllah ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will bless your marriage, cause you to come closer together, to appreciate one another, to share your dreams and aspirations with one another, and to work towards those goals. As we have said before, we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant you barakah in your marriage. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant that as a couple, you are always having fun together, always loving one another's company. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant you the opportunity to get the best out of Ramadan. Jazakumullahu khairan wa barakallahu fikum. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu.